It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we have covered the Syrian crisis with our broadcast partners from around the world, also in the United States, in Europe, and in the Middle East, and in particular, Jerusalem. Ken Timmerman from Europe talked about the United States preparing to strike Syria, and they're doing this without all of the facts. David Dolan said there is concern in Israel as it relates to any retaliation for this strike on Syria against the Jewish state of Israel. The Prime Minister and the Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defense Force telling us that indeed they are ready, they're prepared to respond to the Syrian attack. And Dr. Rob Congdon, as we looked at the European Union, said basically there's non-involvement as it relates to the European Union and Syria and what's going on there, i.e. the United Kingdom, saying that indeed they're not going to be involved in any coalition to go after Syria. In addition, on the broadcast today, we had conversations with other broadcast partners on the issues, including the upcoming Jewish holy day of Rosh Hashanah. And we talked about a conference that took place in Jerusalem where they discussed the possibility of Jordan being the Palestinian state, a state that the Palestinian people would like to have. They don't want Jordan, they want Israel, but this conference was all about that. In fact, Winky Madad, our broadcast partner, was at the conference. He gave us an overview of what was said, and we talked about some of the history, some of the United Nations declarations or resolutions, and other items that were on the table as they discussed the possibility of really Jordan today being a Palestinian state. Steve Herzig, he is the National Director of Friends of Israel. He gave us the Christian perspective to Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year. This was very interesting conversation. It tells all Christians how they can have a relationship with their Jewish friends and use Rosh Hashanah as the way to open up that conversation. And then I talked with Rabbi Yoel Karen. Rabbi Karen is an Orthodox Jew. He gave us the latest information about the Temple Mount and all the problems going on there. Looks like the Temple Mount may be physically in trouble and possibly could wash down into the Kidron Valley. That would open up an opportunity for a temple to be built on the Temple Mount. We concluded our conversation with the rabbi talking about Rosh Hashanah and the significance of this special Jewish High Holy Day as it relates to the beginning of the 10 days of awe and what that leads up to the most solemn day in Judaism, Yom Kippur. You can go to my website and listen to all these conversations or tell a friend about the conversations that they need to listen to. The website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you to listen to it. And your friends as well can find all of my conversations with my broadcast partners. That's prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. But right now, as we take a look at the book, I want to discuss two different issues with you, the Syrian crisis and Rosh Hashanah. First, let's talk about Syria and what's going on in the Middle East. It's interesting to notice that Russia has an involvement with Syria, and God's Word lays out an end-time scenario for us that would include Syria and Russia. For example, you could go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2. It mentions Magog, who will be the leading nation to take this coalition of nations in the Middle East and align themselves against the Jewish nation of Israel. In Genesis, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, you see that Magog was a grandson of Noah, son of Japheth. And in verse 5, it said he took his family after teaching them a language and went to a particular location, a piece of real estate north of the Caspian and Black Sea, and established a nation. In fact, 4,500 years ago, right after the flood, that is the time when nations were brought into existence. As you study biblical geography, you'll find that where they went was north of the Caspian and Black Sea, as I said, and that's modern-day Russia helping us to know who will be the leader of this coalition of nations. Daniel chapter 11, verse 40, mentions the king of the north. That's modern-day Syria, according to chapter 11, verse 5, where it gives the details of how geographically the king of the north was living in what we know today as modern-day Syria. In fact, Syria, when you study the passage in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, Syria will be the first nation to make a move against the Jewish state of Israel. Syria and Russia today, major players in the end-time prophetic scenario found in God's Word in Ezekiel chapter 38 and Daniel chapter 11. And that's the world we're living in today with all of these prophecies about to be fulfilled. What about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is actually the Feast of Trumpets. It's the first of the Jewish feast in the fall. It's celebrating the new year, 5774. That's 5,774 years after creation. Thousands of Jewish men will go to the Western Wall with their trumpets or their shofars, and they will blow them in celebration of Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that's the first of the year. Rosh is the chief of the first. Hashanah is the year. That's celebration again of creation 5,774 years ago. And they do that in celebration at the Temple Mount. Why? Because the Temple Mount is the original site of the Garden of Eden. This starts the 10 awesome days, preparing for Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. They want to be included in the Book of Life. Rosh Hashanah, a very important Jewish holy day for the Jewish people around the world. By the way, you must remember that Jesus Christ fulfilled the first four feasts, the spring feast, crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, resurrected on first fruits, and the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost as he predicted it would. He'll also fulfill the last three Jewish feasts. On the Feast of Trumpets will be his second coming. Not the rapture of the church, the second coming. Matthew 24, verses 30 and 31. When Jesus returns to the earth, he tells the angel, blow a trumpet and call a solemn assembly. Bring all the Jews from the four corners of the earth and out of heaven back into Jerusalem. That will be the Feast of Trumpets. We'll talk on another program about how he will fulfill the Feast of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. But remember, the Feast of Trumpets is not for the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church will take place 7 years before the second coming. That's another trumpet sound. It's talked about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we're out of here to be with him. And my dear friend, that trumpet sound could be heard today because the rapture of the church could happen today. With everything we've talked about on this broadcast, that's an absolute. And basically, having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.
Join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.